next item is change of zone, number 1626, Nicholas and Joanne T. Verato.
Well, gentlemen, once again, this is in my area, and as I was expressing in the public hearing, I do have some concerns about zoning this parcel commercial, given that that they're surrounding, AR1 properties that are residential in nature. And I'm wondering if perhaps this matter could be more effectively addressed through the use of conditional use type of zoning rather than a change of zone.
With the size of the lot, it would limit the type of commercial that would go there, right?
Yeah, with the size of the lot and the fact that it's residential zoning adjacent, it would impact it as far as setbacks, because a setback with a commercial is 60. So you'd all 60 foot on the front, 20 on the side, and 30 feet on the rear, because it's adjacent to residential. So if he could develop what he's already got there, but if you ever want to change it, it's going to be impacted by those setbacks.
But the existing footprint could be utilized in those buildings.
Existing footprint could be utilized. It's a non-conforming structure that would approve or originally built prior to zoning for commercial purposes.
Right.
And it could be used for that.
And it is a sizable structure. You're talking about in excess of 3,000 square feet?
I think he actually expanded that structure because it was non-conforming with the Board of Adjustment years ago. I think there was a public hearing on this parcel. It just wasn't rezoned.
It references the Board of Adjustment number on the...
I saw that, but I'm not sure if that's the case. It could have been lots in front, because they were separated also.
I have the same concern. But
there was some... Years ago, I remember going down there looking at this, like... And there was... That Board of Adjustment thing jogged my memory. I think that was for expansion also, the 25%, where you can't... If you go over... You can't expand more than 25%, but you can go to the board. That may have been the reason, I'm just not sure. But there was some kind of hearing on that site. And it could have been for the two lots A and B out front, because they're only 9,000 square foot. But existing dwellings for that were also pre-existing. That could have been the reason for the board case, I'm just not sure.
Well, I tend to agree with Mr. Johnson's concerns about that. Although what you could practically do is pretty limited by the size of the property and the size of the building, and it is it would be cumbersome to have to come back here each time he had a different kind of tenant. I can understand that too. I wondered if maybe a B1 was more appropriate than a CR1, but
it was suggested.
Because the B1 puts more limitations on the property.
Yeah, and
less intense uses.
And it's less intense uses, and there is B1 nearby, very close.
Several.
And I think it's probably a more appropriate classification myself. I mean, that's just, what do you guys think?
I wasn't convinced by the argument, and I, quite frankly, when I look at this and think of a structure perhaps like this being put there that would be a warehousing, which would be permitted, I see that as adversely affecting the currently established nearby properties that are right there. So I didn't find it to be convincing by the applicant.
If the applicant had offered or to accept a reduction in the rezoning, could the commissioner recommend it to be B1?
I don't think he can, because it's been advertised.
I'm just saying.
But we can.
It's been done before that way.
Yeah, well, I know we can deny it with the suggestion that he come back and with the offer to expedite
right.
it.
Right.
No, that's true.
And we've even waived the fee sometimes before, although I don't think we can do that these days.
If it gets denied, he's got to wait a year, though, right?
Well, what would happen, he would have to, you would deny it, suggest to council, or suggest that the applicant withdraw the application and reapply with expeditious action.
Right, yeah.
do a B1.
As long as they get it out before council votes on it. I don't think, we can vote on it, but if he withdraws it in the meantime, then the one-year thing doesn't apply, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a, I mean, if you certainly could, if you want to think about it.
Would you like to see a, just for informational purposes, before you decide a bigger picture?
Actually, I think that'd be a good idea.
Show all the zonings in that whole area, because it's, you don't have to go very far. You go from the river to the end of Jersey Road, which is, what, 1,000 feet, quarter mile?
Mr. Johnson, maybe you might want to consider to defer and leave the record open to receive that information, just that information from Mr. Lang.
As to what's the surrounding properties are zoned?
Yeah.
The bigger picture. Actually more.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with the area, having dined across the road last night and having driven there today and the 2 days before that.
Yeah.
And
I think you lost your wallet
all the years ago. It's all a restaurant when he's.
That's right. There's always a restaurant nearby. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1626 for Nicholas and Joanne T. Verado, my motion is for to leave the record open to receive from staff the surrounding rezonings, or the surrounding zonings of classifications of the properties that are within, 1 mile?
You don't need to go that far.
Okay,
You could just stay from the river to end of Jersey Road to the east. We'll be fine. That's it. It won't go any further.
Okay.
Because then you go all the way down Townsend before you get in.
Okay. Yeah, what Lawrence said.
Period,
because we're leaving the record open, right? Or
but, but you haven't said whether you were deferring it and leaving the record open, or if you're just leaving the record open. I think you meant to say
I think you need to defer it.
I think you want to defer
action. I mumbled
action.
That.
You did mumble that?
Yeah, I mumbled that. I knew that we defer action on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Leave the record open for the reasons you stated.
And really that different. That I further recommend that the record be left open for receipt from staff. Of the
we got all that part.
Showing property. If I can help you out there, showing property from the river to the on the west to the easterly end of Jersey Road and Route 24.
Thank you.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1626, Nicholas and Joanne T. Verado, leaving the record open to receive the information as described in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.